"Our young friend," said Challenger, bunching up the red apples off his cheeks, "is capable of acrobatic exertions which would be impossible to a man of a more solid, though possibly of a more commanding appearance. I applaud his resolution." "By George, young fellow, you've put your hand on it," said Lord John, clapping me on the back. "How we never came to think of it before, I can't imagine. There's not more than an hour of daylight left, but if you take your notebook, you may be able to get some rough sketch of the place. If we put these three ammunition cases under the branch, I will soon hoist you onto it."
He stood on the boxes while I faced the trunk, and was gently raising me, when Challenger sprang forward and gave me such a thrust with his huge hand that he fairly shot me into the tree. With both arms clasping the branch, I scrambled hard with my feet until I had worked first my body and then my knees onto it. There were three excellent offshoots, like huge rungs of a ladder, above my head, and a tangle of convenient branches beyond, so that I clambered onwards with such speed that I soon lost sight of the ground and had nothing but foliage beneath me. Now and then I encountered a check, and once I had to shin up a creeper for 8 or 10 feet. But I made excellent progress, and the booming of Challenger's voice seemed to be a great distance beneath me. The tree was, however, enormous, and looking upwards I could see no thinning of the leaves above my head. There was some thick, bush-like clump which seemed to be a parasite upon a branch up which I was swarming. I leaned my head round it in order to see what was beyond, and I nearly fell out of the tree in my surprise and horror at what I saw. A face was gazing into mine, at the distance of only a foot or two. The creature that owned it had been crouching behind the parasite, and had looked round it at the same instant that I did. It was a human face, or at least it was far more human than any monkey's that I have ever seen. It was long, whitish, and blotched with pimples, the nose flattened, and the lower jaw projecting, with a bristle of coarse whiskers round the chin. The eyes, which were under thick and heavy brows, were bestial and ferocious. And as it opened its mouth to snarl what sounded like a curse at me, I observed that it had curved, sharp, canine teeth. For an instant I read hatred and menace in the evil eyes. Then, as quick as a flash, came an expression of overpowering fear. There was a crash of broken boughs as it dived wildly down into the tangle of green. I caught a glimpse of a hairy body like that of a reddish pig, and then it was gone amid a swirl of leaves and branches.